Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, life can feel a little like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a valley of stress and overwhelm. But what if there was a way to navigate those ups and downs with more grace, more strength, more resilience? Well, guess what? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Building emotional resilience through self-awareness. Think of it as your personal superpower, the ability to not just survive life's curveballs, but actually thrive in the face of them. Now, you might be thinking, self-awareness, isn't that a bit too touchy-feely for me? Trust me, I get it. But hear me out, because this isn't about getting all woo-woo on ourselves. It's about understanding your own emotional landscape, those triggers, those reactions, those patterns of thought that can sometimes lead to feeling overwhelmed or stuck. The more aware you are of these things, the better equipped you are to manage them. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that emotional resilience through self-awareness. First up, pay attention to your physical sensations. Ever notice how your stomach clenches when you're stressed or your heart races when you're excited? These physical cues are powerful indicators of your emotional state. Start tuning into them, really noticing what happens in your body when different emotions arise. This is like having an internal GPS system guiding you through the emotional terrain. Second, identify your triggers. We all have them, those specific situations, people, or even thoughts that can send our emotions spiraling. Recognizing these triggers is crucial because it allows you to anticipate and potentially manage those emotional responses before they become overwhelming. Think of it like knowing which buttons not to press. Third, challenge negative thought patterns. Ever catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or this is going to be a disaster? These negative thoughts can wreak havoc on your emotional well-being. Learning to identify and challenge them, replacing them with more realistic and positive ones, is essential for building resilience. Now, this doesn't mean ignoring your feelings altogether. Feeling things deeply is part of what makes us human. It's about acknowledging those emotions, understanding where they come from, and learning to respond to them in a healthy way rather than letting them control you. Remember, self-awareness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and don't be afraid to ask for help along the way. It's like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. Imagine you're at work and your boss throws you a last-minute project. You might feel stressed, overwhelmed, even frustrated. But if you take a moment to pause, notice your physical sensations, maybe you're clenching your jaw, your heart is racing, and acknowledge those feelings, you can start to manage them better. Instead of letting anger or frustration take over, you can choose to respond calmly and proactively. You could say something like, I understand this is urgent, and I want to make sure it's done right. Can we discuss the priorities and timeline so I can allocate my time effectively? See how self-awareness allows for a more productive and less reactive response. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build emotional resilience through self-awareness. Pay attention to your physical sensations, identify your triggers, challenge negative thought patterns, embrace your feelings, and remember that this is a journey, not a race. You've got this. Go out there, be more aware of your emotions, and watch as you navigate life's challenges with greater strength and grace. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some ways self-awareness has helped you build resilience? Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.